it's time once again. It seems like every year we've got a new Moto X, and it's time for the latest, the 2015 edition of the Motorola X, sold in the United States as the Moto X Pure. I loved the original Moto X, the one that came out in 2013. It was my phone of the year for 2013. I liked it because it was relatively pure Android, as this is, but it had some nice features. It was always listening. You could control the phrase. So instead of saying, okay, Google, I say, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You can talk to it and ask it things like, what's up? And it will actually tell you the time, the weather, and any messages you missed while you were sleeping. I love those features, the gestures, the wibble-wobble to turn on the camera, the chop gesture to turn on the flashlight. All of those, I guess I have to turn off the camera before I turn on the flashlight. All of those made this a very attractive phone without junking it up. The price is also right. This year, the Moto X Pure Edition starts at $400. That's for the 16-gig version. If you get 32 gigs, add $50. Add another $100 to get to $499.99 for a 64-gig version. That's what I got here. And you get to use the Moto Maker again, which is so cool. You can choose from a variety of soft grip plastic backs, but they also have wood backs and bamboo and walnut. I got the ebony, which I really like. It's a nice dark back. They have leather as well, four different kinds of leather. You even control the colors on the accent metal, and you can have some engraving too, although I probably wouldn't recommend it. It doesn't look great, and it certainly diminishes the value of the phone in the resale market. This is the nice ebony wood. And it's actually real wood, which makes it feel really great. This phone has always felt great in the hand. The original Moto X was, I thought, a perfect 4.7 inches. They've gotten bigger every year since. We're now at 5.7 inches, 1440p. It's a very nice screen, though. They've moved from OLED to LCD, but it still does some of the great Moto X features, you know, like hovering your hand over the phone to get the current time and any notifications that are sitting there waiting for you. A couple of things missing from this phone, though. I'm a little disappointed. I think nowadays any Android device, really any device at all, any phone at all, should have a fingerprint reader. The Moto X Pure Edition does not, nor does it have optical image stabilization in the camera. It does have a couple of interesting things. A front-facing flash for selfies. That works pretty well. Of course, dual color flash on the back and a 21 megapixel camera, which I think does a very nice job. One of the things I've realized about having a high resolution camera, it's not so much that you care about 21 megapixel images, but that you can use digital zoom on an image and it doesn't degrade it quite as much with 21 megapixels. This is about halfway zoomed in. This is zoomed in all the way. And if I zoom in even further using the magnifying glass here on Google Photos, you'll see that, in fact, this image is pretty clean. There's not a lot of artifacting in the sky. The letters are crisp. That is more than one-to-one. That's what 21 megapixels get you. What it doesn't get you is very good low-light performance. This is not a great low-light camera. But in daylight, I think it's an excellent imaging platform. So Some very good things about the Moto X, especially the price. At $400 or probably $450 for the one you want, the 32 gig, this is about half as much as I paid for a Galaxy Note 5. And in many respects, it looks as good. It feels even better. It's a smartphone you won't be embarrassed to carry around. I really love this, and I wish more phones would do it. Front-facing left and right speakers, really nice loud sound with a 1440p screen. It's a great phone for watching video. You know, in many respects, it's the kind of phone that you just kind of really love. Unfortunately, the most important thing for me is battery life. And once again, Moto X falls down on this. Motorola X Pure battery life. In my usage, and that's really the only way you can measure it, is comparing phones as you use them, is just mediocre. I get about through the day, could charge it up at dinner time and then go out in the evening. It does charge faster than any phone I've ever used with the turbo charger that's supplied, or it seems like any fast charging device. I can charge the entire phone from zero to full in about an hour. So that means you sit down to dinner and you're back to 100%, and you'll be able to get through the evening just fine. But I'm disappointed. I was really hoping that the Motorola would give us better battery life with a 3,000 milliamp hour battery in here. It should be a little bit better than this. You can see I unplugged it about 8 a.m. It says maybe I'll get to 7 p.m., but a lot of that's time that I wasn't using the phone. It's about with 12% on-screen time. So pros and cons. Well, the pro always with the Moto X has to be the Moto Maker. It's great to be able to make your phone unique. I love the wood backs, the leather backs. They really feel good in the hand. They make it feel like a premium phone, even when it really isn't. And that's the second super pro is the price. Starting at $400, these are very affordable phones. And for a lot of people, are as much phone as you will ever need. It's fast. It's snappy. It does allow you to put in an SD card. So with, if you get 32 gigs, that's enough for the operating system. I put a 128 gig SD card in here for music, for movies, for books, for photos. That means I'm probably never going to run out of room on a 32 gig phone. So that makes it very attractive. I like the SD card. That's something some of the other premium phones don't do. But no removable battery and weak battery life have to be a con. Also, the lack of a fingerprint sensor and optical image stabilization in the camera. Fairly mediocre, low-light performance. Those are cons that may be a deal-breaker, maybe not. I am a big fan of the pure Android experience that you get on the Motorola X family. This Moto X Pure is no different. It's Lollipop 5.1.1. I'm sure we'll get the Marshmallow update almost as soon as it's available. And by the way, that might be good news for battery life. Marshmallow is rumored to be doing pretty well with improving battery life. If you want a pure Android experience, one of the best Android experiences with a few tasteful and very useful features, the Moto X is a great choice, but it's in a very competitive field. And it's hard to say anymore that this is the best Android phone on the market. For that, maybe you should look at the Galaxy Note 5 or the S6 Plus. There's some really nice phones out there right now. But if you're on a budget, you want a great phone that feels great and looks great, the Moto X is a good buy. I'll have to give it a buy, absolutely, as long as you understand what you're giving up. That's it on the Moto X Pure Edition. Back to you, Robert.